Blog Talk Radio.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
right where you are. Just say the name Jesus. Something happens when we say the name Jesus. The Bible says that he was given a name that's above every name, that at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus. Whatever you need, it's in the name Jesus.
I remember when I told God yes. I was eager to do what he told me to in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. What cost me so much?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you? Crying out to you, got nothing left to lose. Father, hear my plea, need you.
Anybody broken?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you? Crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, 'cause I'm broken.
Something to say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin, it's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, 'cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do. I'm broken.
One thing will not heal you.
I'm crying.
I'm broken.
I'm broken.
There's a lie left in you to do for me. Now that you're broken,
praise God, praise God. We just want to thank God again for this decision that He has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for all that He's done and doing it, going to do in our lives, how He's set the tone for righteousness, for love, joy, and peace. And as the song said, there's a lot left you to do for me now that you're broken. And sometimes it takes that. It takes the brokenness of God to get us in a place. So we give God the honor this morning, this evening, for just what He has done in our lives. We honor Him for life that is strong. We honor Him for the fresh blood that ran through our veins this morning when we woke up, when we got out of the bed, that He gave us the grace to wake us up, to let us be amongst the land of the living. So for this, we say thank you. We're just going to praise God for all that He's done and doing, and yet going to do, and all that He has allowed to happen in our lives to get us to this point. We're just going to give Him praise and honor and glory, for He is the head of our life. He's the reason that we move, we live, we have our being. Honor all those that have had impact in my life. I honor the Omega Ministry. I honor the founder of Omega Ministry this evening. And I must suggest the story, Evangelist Tammy's story, His lovely queen. I just want to thank God for my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. I thank God for all that she's done and all that she has been in my life and how instrumental she's been in my life. I thank God for my mother, Apostle Rosa. And I begin to just praise God for each and every one of you, women and men of God that are here, and you sacrifice your time to be here with us, to fellowship with us, to share with us. For this truly is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice in it. And we will do what it has, which has a lot to do for you now that it's broken. Now that you've been broken, now God can use you. Now that you're broken, now God can utilize you for His glory. So we begin to thank God for the brokenness. We thank God for what He has done in our lives. We just begin to praise Him right now. We worship Him and we magnify His name. We glorify Your name, Father, for You are great and greatly to be praised. We can't thank you enough, Lord God. We can't thank You enough. We can't stop praising You enough. We can't stop worshiping You enough. We give our children to You tonight, God. We put them all in Your hands for protection, God, and for safety, God. Those, God, we pray for minds. We pray for sound minds on tonight. We're going to just lift up holy hands, God, tonight, and just we're going to praise You and worship for a sound mind, a mind to love You, a mind to worship, a mind to serve You, a mind to seek You early when You may be found, Father. Father, we ask, God, that You accept our repentance and our forgiveness, God, as we forgive those who have wronged us in any such way, God. We ask for forgiveness tonight, God, for anything that we said, done, thought, was against Your will, against Your way, that is agreed to the Holy Spirit in any such way, any of our actions, Father, or just our thoughts, and we acted on our thoughts, God. And God, those that have offended us, God, and we still have offended us, God, we forgive them tonight. God, we're just going to praise You right now, God, for enlarging our territory and keeping the evil one away from us, God. We begin to praise You and worship You right now tonight for enlarging our coast, God. And we place blessed hedge and protection around each and every one of us, God, in the sound of my voice. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray, Father. And so it is. Well, the next question will be in none other than my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that awesome prayer. And we're just thanking God for being awesome and being wonderful. And I just praise God for who he is in my life and what he's doing in my life and in my family's life. And God is saying tonight, every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin into my treasury. Thus you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested in me, with interest compounding continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet days, when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up for yourself treasure in heaven through placing your trust in me. This practice will keep you in my peace. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Psalms 33:20 through 21. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Psalms 56:3 through 4. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? The last scripture, Matthew 6:20 through 21. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So God is saying tonight, trust him. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you need from him, whatever it is, if you're not well in your body or if your finances are not in place the way you want them to be, or if you have a loved one that you need prayer for, or if you're just going through something, if there's something going on in your emotions, just trust him. Trust him. And he will guide you, he will help you, and he will bring you out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Trust him. Learn how to be in a preparation season for trusting God for such a time as this. We're just going to just thank God for his word and thank God for him sharing the wonderful sharing word of his, from his evangelists. We begin to thank God for this is the day that he has made. Again, Father, we come to you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we decrease, God, that you increase, God. Let the Holy Spirit take complete control, God. We yield ourselves tonight to the Holy Spirit, God, to the ushering of the Holy Spirit, God. Let your word go forth, God. Let it be strengthened, God. Let it encourage, God. Let it carry us. Let it take us through, take us over, God. And, God, we begin to thank you for it right now, God. We begin to thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for 2019, God. We praise God for 2018, but that's over, God. And with 2019, we're not carrying over heartache. We're not carrying over heartbreak. We're not carrying over disappointment. We're not carrying over fear, God. We're not carrying over doubt. None of that stuff is allowed to come through as we kick this gate in for 2019, God. And this is the territorial season, God. This season of the territorial time. This season, God, that we take with authority, Father. We're taking, God, and we're going to thank you for it right now, God. We praise you, God, and we take it by force, God. So as I decrease, God, and you increase, God, let your word go forth, God. As the Holy Spirit take complete control, God. I'm out of the way, God, and you are in the way, God. You are in full control. In your son Jesus' name we pray, and so it is. Tonight is a good night. It's a blessed night. It's a wonderful night. It's different because what God is doing and what he's leading us to. This word is a different word tonight. But if we had to give a topic, we'll say take it. Toss it, take it. So we're going to toss some things tonight, and then we're going to take some things tonight. But before we get started, I got the home. It's going to be different. This is a different night. What we're going to do, first and foremost, I got something I want you to listen to. Something God put on my heart to share. Then I'm going to go from the word from there. Hey, And this is the season to be aggressive with taking souls back. Let's take it back as much as we can. We're going to take back as much as we can from Satan. You know, it's all right with you guys tonight.
What if you had a friend who died without knowing Jesus as their personal Savior? What if he or she went to hell? What if one day you received a letter from him, from the end? A letter from hell. A letter from your friend in flames, eternal punishment. The following is a dramatic presentation. It was written by a fictitious high school student. To a friend named Zach. Although Zach had every opportunity to tell Josh about Jesus, they were best friends. They played soccer together, they went to classes together, they partied together, they shared their lives with each other. But there was one thing Zach felt different from Josh. His personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The rest of the story is simple and just that. Here's that. I died today. It's far different than I expected. See, I always thought dying would bring me into a world that's foggy and hazy. But this place is crystal clear. It's even more real than my life on Earth. I can think. I can talk. I can even feel. Right after the wreck, I could feel my spirit leaving my body. It was the weirdest thing, Zach. I thought I heard you screaming out. At first, I was just standing in line, getting registered, I guess. They asked me for my name. I have a book, the thing they call the Book of Life. I guess they couldn't find it, though, because this huge angel standing next to me grabbed me by the arm and started dragging me away. I was terrified. I had no idea what was going on. I asked the angel where he was taking me. So I asked him again. Finally, he told me that only those whose names were written in the Book of Life could enter heaven. The rest would be condemned to hell forever. I was scared. The angel threw me into some kind of holding cell where I could sit in and think for a long, long time. But you want to know what I've been thinking about? I've been thinking about you. Zach, you're a Christian. You told me so yourself. I mean, we talked about it 3 different times today. Kelly brought it up, and you laughed it off. Coach Adams brought it up, and you changed the subject. I mean, it came up right before the wreck. Well, the question I can't get out of my mind is this, Zach. Why haven't you ever told me about how to become a Christian? I mean, you say you're my friend, but if you really were, you would have told me about this Jesus, told me how to escape this terrible place that I'm headed for. I can feel my heart pounding in my chest. The angels who have been chosen to cast me into hell are coming down the hallway. I can hear their voices. I've heard of this hell, Zach. They call it the lake of fire. I can't stand it, Zach. I'm terrified. The angels are at the door. Oh, no. No! They're coming in, and they're pointing at me.
and carry me out of the room. I can already smell the burning sulfur and brimstone. I can see the edge of the cliff where it all burns. This is it. I am without hope. We're coming closer, closer, closer. My heart is bursting with fear. They're holding me over the flames. I'm down forever. This is it. They're throwing me in. Fire. Pain. Ow. Why that? Why didn't you ever change about Jesus?
Find your friend, Josh.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh God. So we I don't know if that convicted you tonight, but it convicted me because I know each and every one of us got loved ones and family members, close friends and associates that could be that same Zach or Josh. You could be the Zach, the one that's holding on to your God, holding on to your relationship with God and not sharing it with those that's around you. We're not sharing it. He been saying, I'm a believer. I'm a born-again believer. I mean, I'm a true born-again believer. But if you're honest with yourself tonight, who did you witness to? Today, take account. How many people did you tell how good God is? How good is his grace and his mercy and what he's done for you? Someone that's on there, you had all been that when he saved my soul. And the chorus was like, I said, I won't tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. How many of you can say that today? I said, I won't tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to tell how God got me walking and talking and singing and shouting over what the Lord has done for me. See, all of us, man, being truthful and being honest. Today, I probably told two or three people, I mean, besides people on the prayer line and other than the business, because I didn't go out today, really. But two or three people I had to mess too, and I told them how good God is. See, tonight, it's a night for us to begin to dig deep into ourselves and see, do we really love God? Do we really trust God? Are we really taking him at his word? Do we really believe in his word? Does the word really mean anything to us tonight? See, we're going to toss some things like, no. We're going to toss hatred and toss the fruits of the flesh that has been in us. We're going to toss fear and doubt. We're going to toss gossiping and backstabbing. We're going to toss uncleanliness and lasciviousness and all these things, all the works of the devil. We're going to toss those things tonight. We're going to toss them as far as the east is to the west. You know, they're saying, the Lord God rebuke you, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We begin talking about what we bind. I bind, and God said, he gave you the power to the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth, we bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, shall be loose in heaven. So now we're going to begin to loose ourselves from things that have been hindering us from being all that God wants us to be. We're going to loose ourselves from unclean spirits, loose ourselves from a lying tongue, loose ourselves from cursing folks out, loose ourselves from saying, I don't like nobody, no, everybody get on my nerves. So we're going to loose ourselves from not loving our neighbor, not as ourselves, and not loving ourselves. We're going to loose ourselves from selfishness and loose ourselves from backbiting. We're going to begin to loose ourselves from all these things that grieves the Holy Spirit and capture us, encage us tonight. And we're going to begin to take some stuff. So we say, toss it, take it. We're going to begin to take righteousness, take peace, take love, take joy, and bind it to us. You know, when you look at your binding, I always use the example of a woman, a mother with a child with that little thing and have them stuck to them. No matter how much they're screaming and kicking, they stuck and they're not going anywhere. And that's how I look at bounding and being bound. So we bind righteousness to us. We bind peace to us. We bind joy to us. We bind love. We're going to take love and bind it. You can put it across your chest, right? You can take love like this, just we grabbed it and put it on your chest. Take peace and put it where you needed that. And take healing and put it on your body. We're going to take wholeness and take the provision of God. We're going to begin to take our territory back. He told Joshua, everywhere you put your foot on, everywhere your foot tread, it's yours. And time, God is saying, even in 2019, now it's time to take your territory. It's time to step up in dominion. So wherever you place your foot, when you, with the steps you take and the things that you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, even saying, God is mine tonight. God, I take it back with authority. He told you that he made you in his image and after his likeness, and then he gave you dominion. So this is a night to take dominion. This is a dominion night for you. This is night to move into the realm of dominating your circumstances, dominating the things that have held you back so long, dominating your thought life and your thought patterns. You begin to dominate substances and addictions and attitudes and all these things that have so easily beset you. Take dominion. Take dominion. You are a kingdom's kid. You are a kingdom citizen. So now it's time to take your place. We're taking it with authority. We're snatching souls back. We're taking back the grass that Satan has on our children, the grass that Satan has on our loved ones, the grass that Satan has on us. We're going to take it back tonight with authority. This is time to toss it and take it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to toss it as far as east is to the west, and we're going to take it and bind things to us. So, God, we're going to praise you for it right now. We're going to worship you and magnify your name. We're going to go to scripture, and we're looking at John, the 19th chapter, beginning the 17th verse. It says, and he bearing his cross went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now, Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews. But he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, each soldier apart, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, moving from the top in one piece. They said, therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now it was on that stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. But Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by. He said to his mother, woman, behold your son. And he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from the hour that the disciple took her to his own home. And here we are right here in the 28th verse. He said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled the sponge with sour wine, put it on his side, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So in giving up his spirit, he told us in John 17, right? He bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. And that was what? For you. That blood was for you. So now we tend to sleep on salvation. We tend to sleep on the sanctification. But and the finished work, he said, it is finished. We sleep on the finished work. We take for granted the finished work that he has done for us. So tonight, we're going to take that gift of salvation, that gift of sanctification, that gift that comes with a comforter. That he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will leave you a comforter and a guide in the Holy Spirit. This year, this 2019, we will take the Holy Spirit and use it as our guide. We will use it as our comforter. We will use it and say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? We will be led by the Holy Spirit. It says such a things that are led by the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God are the children of God. So we will exactly know that our DNA has been a child of God and child of the Most High is the fact that we are led by the Holy Spirit. So the things that we do today, things that we'll do tomorrow will be led by the Holy Spirit. Even our getting up and out and about, Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, and we begin to trust your voice. Give us the ear to hear your voice. See, we're going to take that ear tonight and apply it to our lives. We're going to take that ear so we can hearken to the voice of God. We're going to take the Holy Spirit. See, some people don't even don't want the Holy Spirit because they're saying, now they have to speak in tongues and doing all these things, and I'm not ready for that. But the Holy Spirit is your power, and that's how you're going to take dominion. That's how you're going to be able to take the territory of peace. That's why even as Mary was telling me about this, is what God is saying. God is saying, hey, trust me in the hard times. Trust me when things are going good. But when things are not going good, you already know that you have a comfort. You already have a guide. You already have someone that has done this, that knows the way. And will not only that, take the things of Christ and give them to you. See, the idea is, again, he will take the things of me and give them to you. So we're going to get to take some things, and we're not going to surrender ourselves any longer. We're going to take back our prayer life. We're going to take back our praise, and we're going to take back our worship. See, I had a scripture I like about Ezekiel that I always like to share, right? And it's about two sisters, but it's a lady. He said in Samaria, and he was going to talk about how you get in your wound and how he took her in the time of, he covered the nakedness, and he just began to just love on it. It was just something like Israel and whatever, but we said at one point, you begin to feel yourself. You begin to get comfortable with yourself, and you begin to go to your lovers. I made you look so beautiful. Even like Hosea, he tell Hosea, go marry a prostitute, and he ain't let your wife go do that. Then he told him to go buy her back. But let me go back to this part. He said that most prostitutes, he said, you're a strange harlot. He said, most prostitutes, right, lay down with their tricks and get paid for their services. But this particular situation, and the same with us, you lay down with your trick, and then you give gifts away. You've got to be the strangest prostitute I know, the strangest harlot I know. And this is who we've been. We lay with Satan, and then we don't pray anymore. We lay with Satan, and then we don't trust God anymore. We lay with Satan, and then we're no longer praying and fasting. We lay with Satan, and I don't feel like praising. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't want to assemble with the saints. And this is what we're doing. We lay with him, and we let Satan's semen get inside of us. And then now the things that are of God, the things that are righteousness, have dissipated. But God is saying tonight, I'm resurrecting myself in you. Take of me. Hallelujah. He said, take of me tonight. Take of my burden. Take my burden. Take my yoke. Take my peace. Take my love. He said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give peace. Hey, I give you my peace, that peace that makes complete. I give you the peace that make you whole. I give you the peace that passes all your understanding. I got some phone calls today that a kid said, I'm on edge. I feel like I'm losing my mind. And see, it's not just these individuals I had to pray with today, but it's others that are going through the same thing right where you are right now. You've probably been engaged with people that's on the verge of losing their mind, on the verge of committing suicide, on the verge of saying, I want to give up. I just can't, go any further. And God is giving you the word of truth inside you. The word of life is inside of you. And you've been just like that, quiet. And so that this man, Josh, had to find out the hard way how real hell is. See, Hollywood and Hollywood, they give you a picture of hell, and then they try to glamorize it. They glamorize it with the movies that you see, like, the werewolf movie, the vampire movie that everybody used to be watching, and everybody was talking about vamp life, and then the werewolves and different things, of even the goats that they worship the Baphomet. I mean, all these different things they try to glorify. You got the celebrities that glorify hell, Satan, and all these things, and so now you think that this is the way, but God said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But see, that way is so broad. It's so broad. That's why it's so easy to go down. But the narrow way, the way that is the truth, the way to lead that goes to salvation, the way to righteousness, the way to joy, the way to peace, the way to love is before you tonight. Take the right route. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take the right route. We're going to take, I'm saying, we're going to, and taking this territory back. Like people, I talk on the front line 2 days in a row, like people are concerned about the federal government shutdown and all those things. And I understand that. But my government is in heaven. I serve a heavenly government. My government is there. I pledge allegiance to God. I can't pledge allegiance to no flag of the United States of America, because if I do that, then I can't pledge allegiance to God, because I can't serve two masters. So So if I serve them and I yield to them and I trust them, then that's what my reward lies. But my reward is in Him. So we got to take back our mind and say, who do we belong to? Take back who we are and whose we are. We no longer, and guess what? We're going to talk slavery. See, we're no longer going to be slaves to this government. We're not, no longer going to be slaves to this society. We're no longer going to be slaves to this mindset that has been placed on our lives. But we're going to be free. Tonight, we take freedom. We take freedom in who we are. He said, he that the Son makes free is what, ladies and gentlemen? Definitely. Definitely free indeed. With authority, we take back freedom. With authority, we take back the love of God. With authority, we take back with power who we are and whose we are. Let's look at Psalm 110. It said, the Lord, Father says to my Lord, the Messiah, his son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet, subjugating them into complete submission. The Lord will send the scepter of your strength from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. I hear the Lord telling you tonight, you're going to rule in the midst of your enemies. He said in Psalms 13, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. They said that table was a 7-course meal. Just imagine that. Thou preparest a table before me. See, yeah, you see me suffering. You see me struggling. You see me not knowing where my next meal comes from. You see me wondering, I'm going to pay this bill, I'm going to pay that bill. You see me getting on water. You see, but keep watching. Keep watching. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Then he said, the Lord will send the scepter of your strength from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Then the third verse said, your people will offer themselves willingly to participate in your battle, in the day of your power, in the splendor of holiness, from the womb of the dawn. Your young men unto you as to do. And God has told me that you have a host of angels that are at your beck and call, waiting on you to dispatch them to go to work for you, waiting on you to tell them, hey, angels, guardian angels, warrior angels, line yourselves up. Because even Elijah said, hey, God, show my servant, God. How many for you? Then they said, that great is he, what, ladies and gentlemen, is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So now it's time for you to see how great thou art, how truly great thou art. And tonight you can begin to prophesy to yourself. You don't need me to prophesy over your life. You don't need Prophet Juju, Jojo, nobody to lay hands on you. Tonight you're going to take authority, and you're going to prophesy over your life. You're going to begin to speak things into your life. Speak into you. You said the power of life and death is in your tongue. So with your tongue and from the bottom of the heart, your mouth will speak. You will speak life into your situation. You will speak life into your pocketbooks, life into your finances, life into your health, life into your relationships, life into your children. You'll begin to speak life into every day situation. He said, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel said, Father, you know. He said, I tell you, command these dry bones to live. Call on the wind, the Ruach wind, the Holy Spirit from the north, south, east, and west, and begin to blow on these things that are dry. Begin to blow on these things that are dead. Begin to blow on these things that feel like they're lifeless, and I command them to live. You say, live, I say, yet live. The time was among you, and I spoke, live. And even when you were sitting in your blood and swallowing your blood, I command you to live. Even when you were taking that last breath, I command you to live. And this is what God is saying tonight. You have the authority, and it's inside of you. It's in your voice. Begin to speak it now. They say, name it, claim it. They say all this. I say you have the authority to speak it and declare a thing, and decree a thing. And if you look at Isaiah 45, he said, command ye me the things concerning the works of my hands. And so and then he tell you, I'm going to do a new thing. He said, and I see it, but it will spring forth. Look at Isaiah 45, look at Isaiah 46, and watch how God moves. And he's moving on your behalf. And tonight is your night to take territorial dominance. Tonight is your night to begin to pray over your family, pray over your spouses, pray over your wife, pray over your husband, pray over your children, pray over your spouse, your siblings, pray over your parents, your grandparents, those that are still living, pray over your grandchildren. Begin to lay hands on them. Begin to speak things into their lives that are so positive that Satan will stumble every time we get close to it, because the blood of Jesus is covering them. We place blood shield head protections around them and the flaming swords of the angel, that this is a no-zone area. This area, you can't even come into this area. So none of this stuff that's from social media, none of this stuff from the music that they listen to, from the television that's been shown, none of these homosexuals, none of that stuff, man, were able to enter into the gates, the spiritual ear gates, the spiritual eyesight gates. So none of these things, our children are covered, sit there and protect, and we will be faithful stewards over what what you have given us and you've entrusted us with. Father, we begin to thank you for it right now. The Lord is our light and salvation. God, whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid? The Lord is the strength of our life. And he said, now, listen, he said, your people will offer themselves willingly to participate in your battle. See, that's when you've been sending them out to go to war. But I mean, you know what God told Joseph? They said, this battle, you don't even have to fight him. You don't have to take no sword. You don't have to take no shield. You don't have to take no gun. You ain't got to take no guillotine, none of that stuff. He said, this battle is not yours. But the Lord, hallelujah, who is your God, will fight the battle. Don't wait till the battle's over. You begin to shout now. If you begin to shout now, because you are victorious. The victory belongs to you because the victory belongs to Jesus. And he said, you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. So begin now, shout now. Wait, what you waiting on? Shout now. Don't wait till the battle's over. Begin to shout now. Begin to shout hallelujah. Begin to shout hallelujah. Begin to praise your God. Hey, you are victory. The blessing is in your stretching. And the praise and the breakthrough is in your praise. Begin to praise your God tonight. Begin to praise him for what he's done for you, what he's brought you through. He's just getting you to it, and you know he's getting you through it. God is able. God is able to open up doors. Look at Joseph, how he went from the pit to the palace overnight. He'll do it. Look what he did with Esther. Esther said, if I go without being invited, he may not allow, he would kill me, but he held a scepter out for such a time as this. God is holding out a scepter to you right now for such a time as this. He said that the Lord will send the scepter of your strength from Zion for such a time as this, the scepter of your strength. The Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And when you begin to live right and delight yourself in the Lord, he begins to give you the desires of your heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength to make God pleased with me. Be pleased with me, Lord God. Begin to praise God. Just imagine how, you know, you used to use your sweet talking words to get that young lady to go with, you know, the flattering words you're doing. She's flattering, and you use all your little game that you have, and she goes for it, and now guess what? She's putting your hands, right? Just imagine if you begin to praise God the same way. Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I honor your name. Lord, you're so holy, God. Lord, you're so righteous, God. Lord, you're magnificent, Lord. I can't live without you, God. I can't move without you, God. I can't do nothing without you, God. It's all about you, God. I need you. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Every second I need you. Every minute I need you. God, I begin to praise you, God. You're the strength, God, that I need, God. You're the arm, my shoulder, God, my legs, God, my blood, God, that runs fresh through my veins is because of you, God. The breath that flows through my nostrils is because of you, God. The steps that I'm able to take, God, my limbs, God, it's all because of you, God, and I begin to praise you, God. The roof over my head, God, the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet, God. I praise you, God. The food on the table, God, hallelujah, I praise you, God. Begin to just praise him. Begin to love on him. He'll be at the edge of his seat. He's sitting at the throne. Look what he said. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand. He's sitting at the right hand, but he's on the edge of it. He can't help but get down to this one. Who is that praising me down there? Who is that I need to send some blessings to? When you begin to worship God, like he's at the edge of his seat looking. And who is that down there serving him? Who is that down there loving him? Now, there's a flip side to this. Watch this. This is the last story I'm going to read. Look at the flip side. I saw you yesterday as you began your daily chores. You awoke without kneeling to pray. As a matter of fact, you didn't even bless your food, your meals, or pray before going to bed last night. You are so unthankful. I like that about you. Then he said, watch this. He said, I cannot tell you how glad I am that you have not changed your way of living. Fool, you are mine. Remember, you and I have been going steady for years, and I still don't love you. And as a matter of fact, I hate you. I hate you because I hate God. He kicked me out of heaven, and I'm going to use you as long as possible to pay him back. You see, fool? He said, you see, fool, God loves you, and he has great plans in store for you. But you have given your life to me, and I'm going to make your life a living hell. That way we'll be living together twice. We'll be together twice. This will really hurt God. I see you, I'm really showing him who's boss in your life. But all of the good times we had, we've been watching dirty movies, cursing people out, stealing, lying, fornicating, being hypocritical, overeating, telling dirty jokes, gossiping, being judgmental, backstabbing people, not respecting ourselves, not respecting the adults, not respecting the elders, neither those in leadership. We don't respect the body of Christ. How about not even going to church? Or when we get there, it is almost over. What an attitude. Everybody, what about loving each other? What about loving thy neighbor as thyself? Well, that's right. Everybody gets on your nerves, huh? So they don't want to give all this up. Come on, fool, let's burn together forever. I have some hot plans for us. This is just a letter of appreciation from me to you. I'd like to say thank you for letting me use you for most of your foolish life. You are so gullible. I laugh at you. When you attempted to sin, you give in. Ha, ha, ha. You make me sick. Sin is going to take its toll on your life. You look horrible. And now I need new blood. So go ahead and teach some children how to sing. All you have to do is smoke, get drunk, get high, even drink while underage, get high, gamble, cheat, gossip, fornicate, and live being as selfish as possible. Do all of this in the presence of a child. They would do it too. Kids are like that, you know. Well, fool, I have to let you go for now. But I'll be back in a couple seconds to tempt you again. If you're smart, you will run somewhere, confess your sins, and live for God. What little bit of life that you have left. It's not my nature to warn anyone. But to be your age and still be sinning, it's becoming a bit ridiculous. It's very funny, I sit there seeing you reading this as if it's not true. Or are you surprised that I'm talking to you this way? But I'm going to use you, and I'm going to continue to use you as you allow me to hurt God, because he hurt me. And he just gullible enough to let me use you. But if, again, if you were smart enough, you would run somewhere, confess your sins, get with God, because he loves you. He has plans for you. He told you in Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you, a hope and a future. But you like the fun that we have. So I'm not going to warn you again. I'm going to continue to torment you and tempt you so you can come and be with me so we can all make God angry, make God sad. But if you know like I, if you were smart, you would run somewhere, confess your sins, and live for God. With what little bit of life that you have now. Signed Lucifer, better known as Satan. Oh, yeah. We got some decisions to make. And I know at one point in my life, this was me. And sometimes I still wrestle with some of these things. I'm just honest. But I thank God for I run, he's refuge. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell. I'm the shadow of the Almighty. I hide in his safety. In his sanctuary, there's safety. There's refuge. Oh, God, I begin to thank you for it. I thank you, God, for your safety. I thank you, God, even now, that I can run and find refuge. I can find safety in you. There's a net that we can get caught in, and that's caught up in him. So I take the steps to get closer to God tonight. I take the steps to yield to him. I take the steps to get to righteousness. I take the steps to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added. I take the steps to have a heavenly mindset. I take the steps to say, God, for you I live, for you I die, God. I take the steps for right standing with him. I take the steps of salvation, sanctification, and being filled with his Holy Spirit. Say that I know as my head with the oil of my cup, brother. Surely grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I take the steps for grace and for mercy. And right now, I can say my destination is with him. I'm in his hands, I'm in his sanctuary, I'm in his arms, I'm in his safety. The safety of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name, God. And Father, we toss things that displeases you, we toss the things that so easily beset you, we toss all the fruits of the flesh that has ensnared us, that has kept us and captured us and caged us, God. We toss the monsters and the marine spirits and those things from the marine kingdom that has come, God. The Leviathan spirit, Jezebel spirit, Python spirits, God. You know, those mermaids and all those different things, God. Even how these shows with Aquaman, all that. These, the mermaid spirits, the marine spirits, God. We toast anything, God, and we break the monsters that they have over our lives, God. We toss that spirit, God. Even spirits of husbands, spirits of wives, incubus and succubus, God. We toss all of those things away from us as far as the east is to the west, God. As far as you do with us when you eat with the forgiveness and the sea of forgiveness, God. Father, we begin to take onto us every form of righteousness, God. Love, peace, joy, gentleness, long suffering, patience, God. Self control, God. A mind of Christ, God. We take on the mind of Christ. You say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We take on the mind of Christ. Oh, God, this night, we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We at the place again where we give God thanks. We give him honor. And we give him the glory. Anyone on the head tonight, you want to say anything, you want to add to, you want to give your testimony, you press 1. We can recognize you. Just press 1, we can recognize you. You want to give God a testimony. You want to talk about his goodness, his mercy, his grace, any other such. Nobody has a testimony tonight. Nobody, God is blessed. Nobody, God has done something for. Oh, praise God. 1-3-7-5, your mic is open. The last word is in number is 1-3-7-5.
Praise the Lord. Father God, thank you tonight, Father God. For your man of God, Lord, thank you for endowing and anointing him, Father God, with the spirit, Father God, of teaching, convict us, Father God, to resurrect the life, Father God, that you instill us, that you give abundantly, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for in you there is life and life is abundantly, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that I can surrender, Father God, unto you holy, Father God, and receive your testimony, receive your ministry, Father God, through your elected servant, Father God, for your royal child or children, Mrs. George and Maria Finn. Well, thank you, Father God. I love you. I love them. And Father God, commit my life into your hands, Father God, so you can use me, Father God, for I present my body as a living sacrifice, Lord, holy and acceptable unto which deems your reasonable service, Lord. And I just thank you for this opportunity tonight, Father God, for those that's up the hearers, for the sound of my voice. Lord, Father God, let sin not have, presumption sin have not dominion over us, Father God. Father God, that we may be upright, Lord. And Father God, may the words of our mouth, Father God, and the thoughts, Father God, of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And may God continue to keep you with the keeping anointing. Keep you shielded. Keep you protected. Keep you covered. Listen, the angels there to be with you. And the blessing and protection to cover you every step of the way. We thank you for your obedience. And we thank you for your sacrifice. In Jesus' name. Amen. 8283, your mind is open.
I thank God for Pastor George and Maria. I thank God for this blog. I followed this blog when she first told me to get on. And this is 2019. It's better than ever. I just thank God for y'all. Y'all just keep doing what you're doing because every Thursday night, y'all bless my soul. And when you bless my soul, I can bless somebody else. So y'all just keep doing what you're doing. I'm grateful for you. I thank God for you. And y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I'm just waiting for it just to explode and just be go national on this. And your word just feed my soul. I just thank God for you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. That's my sister, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you, Sister Annette.
I thank God for y'all.
Amen. Anyone else have anything that they want to say on tonight before we close out? If so, just press 1 and we can recognize you. Going once, going twice, gone. All right. Well, we praise God for that word. We praise God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for tonight, Lord God. It has been an awesome night, and that word was for me. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I am truly blessed. And he just, and I'm talking about God right now, but he truly blessed my soul on tonight. So I thank God for my husband and God, whatever that he poured out, God, I ask that you pour right back into him 100-fold. And we thank you, Lord God, for his obedience for every Thursday night. And God, you're awesome, and I know that you're going to bless him for his obedience because he will not miss this blog. I'm telling you, I don't care where he is. He can be in another state. He's going to get on this blog. And so, God, I thank you for his obedience, Lord God. And I thank you for all that you're doing in his life. And, God, I ask that you give him the desires of his heart, Lord God. And I thank you right now. And for each and every one of us on this line or tonight, I ask that you bless us in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Those that are in need of blessings right now, God, you know what we are in need of. So, God, I ask you right now that you do it. Not us, but you. You do it. You touch. You heal. You deliver. You just provide, Lord God. And I'm crazy enough to believe that you will do it because I have all my faith in you, Lord God. So I thank you right now for doing it on tonight for each and every one of us, each and every one of our family members that are in need of something. And I know that we're all in need of something, Lord God. I know that I have a special prayer on tonight. You already know what it is, God. You do it. You deliver it. And I need it done this week, and I need it done before the weekend. So, God, I thank you for doing it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm putting it in your hands, God. Out of our hands, all in yours, you do it. And I thank you right now. A special prayer for our son in Canada, Lord God, for the phone call that we received on this morning, Lord God. You do that also, Lord God. You know what it is, Father. I don't have to express it. You do it, God. I thank you right now for healing our son who on yesterday, they thought he had the flu, Anthony, but God, he's feeling better today, and that's all because of you. So, God, I thank you for his healing, Father. So these are the things that you're doing. So, God, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you, and I ask that you keep us protected throughout this week, Lord God, until next Thursday. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a good night. You have a blessed, and I expect testimonies on next Thursday, praise reports on next Thursday, because he's going to do a miracle for you on this week. In Jesus' name, amen.